Queen. She's probably got three holes in her face.
Come back here, would ya? She's beautiful.
Well, you sit here often? Our first quarrel.
Get it, Sip.
Oh, hi. Do you know anything about zippers? We have a slight problem here. Hello. Nothing. Oh, there are the boys. Oh,
Squiggy.
Hey, you guys know anything about zippers? Hey, girlie, you know anything about zippers here?
Smile.
Will you get out?
For.
That girl, as you put it, happens to be this year's Miss Headpin, and she's a gorgeous hunk of womanility.
I'd like to reset her pins for it.
Can anyone help us? Anybody? Could somebody please help me down?
Oh, yeah, sure. Here, the fire.
I need some more outside shots, Monica.
Oh, I can't.
I'm running into overtime. The next hour is going to cost you $60.
$60 an hour. $60 an hour.
You've been saying that all the way home.
60 big ones. That's what that Miss Pinball model makes. $60 an hour. That's more than we make capping bottles in a week.
All right. Then do something about it.
What?
This month's Secret True Confessions.
What? We're going to write Volio Doe stories?
Oh, the back. The famous Academy of American Modeling by Mail.
Modeling by Mail?
$15.
$15? What are you, crazy?
Look, do you want style and elegance? Do you want a better way of life? Do you want guys to oogle you?
Yeah, I want
that. I think going halfsies with me on this.
Halfsies? What's that, $7.50?
That's right, $7.50 a piece. And all we do is sit back and wait for the mailman to bring us our new lives.
Our lives in the hands of the mailman?
Do you really think this modeling course is going to make you sexy?
I hope it does you as much good as my bodybuilding course did for Mr. Charles Atlas. Why don't you show him, Quinn?
Sure.
Watch this.
It's like nothing to him, you know?
Yeah, that's real good. Thanks.
Wait a minute. You know the old expression, you scratch mine, I'll scratch yours, you know what I mean?
Okay, what is it?
Can we borrow your sheets?
God, no. Why do you want to borrow our sheets?
Well, we are expecting two
gorgeous chickaroonies upstairs for dinner and crackers. And we would like to, how shall I say it, get to first base with him.
You know, I think a clean pair of sheets is all we need to get us over the old goal line.
What's the matter with your own sheets?
They're hard.
Get out.
Mr. Fong put starch
in
it, but he thought it was...
Get out. He thought
it was a shirt.
He did. Get
out of the shirt. Oh, you can't.
All right, just think about it.
All right. Clear your mind. Okay. Here it is, Laverne. Instant glamour. I can hardly wait to see what they sent us. Oh, look, a wig. No, it's not. You know what's in here? Jars and tubes and bottles and books, and it's mine. Oh, mine.
Wait a second. It's ours. 750 here. Oh, 750.
Okay, all right.
All right.
See, I told you this wasn't a racket. All this stuff has been scientifically tested.
Yeah, and who?
I don't know. Prisoners.
Look.
A book. Top models reveal their intimate secrets.
Great. Where are the hot parts?
Nothing to do with that. It's their beauty secrets. Look. Makeup tips, posture, runway techniques, voice. We are going to read every word of this. Dear future model.
We're going to read it now?
No, we're just going to read the introduction now. Welcome to the famous Academy of American Modeling by Mail. After following our plan, any modeling agency will greet you with open arms. That's it. We have got it made.
Got it made? I can't even open this jar.
Note that we have divided the body into 8 equal parts.
Wait, mine aren't equal. They're not.
Be sure to return the questionnaire to us along with a lock of your hair for examination by our expert, Mr. Billy.
Mr. Billy?
Yeah, we have to send him some of our hair.
Well, okay, get a scissors.
Oh, all right.
Oh, here's an envelope. It says the hair sample. Oh,
wait a minute. Whose hair do we send him? We're only registered as one model.
Well, we'll send him a little bit of each of us.
No, you can't mix up hair. Mr. Billy is a scientist. He has a logical mind.
Would you stop with that? No scientist is named Mr. Billy. That's a name for a pony or something.
Well, how are we going to determine whose hair to send? I think we should send mine. Oh, we should
my
send mine.
Hair. Why yours?
I was the one who filled out the application.
Yeah, but I'm the one with the rotten hair.
No, but
come on. I want to send my hair in.
All right, you brat. You can send your hair in. The next thing we send in comes off of my body.
Deal.
Okay.
Right. Okay, here's the envelope. Just take a little snip here and snip it right in there.
Okay.
Ow! Going, use the scissors.
Read right there. To ensure proper analysis, make sure hair is removed with root intact.
Ow! What's going on in there, Cheryl? Let me figure it out for myself, okay? You're playing sea hunt.
Wrong.
Oh. Ow.
I borrowed this skin diving outfit from Mrs. Babish. I'm using it as a sauna suit for this week's lesson, Beauty and the Body. While you're looking at me, Laverne, I'm sweating off tons of ugly fat from my head to my toesies.
Well, how come you get to wear it?
Because you got to send your hair in.
Yeah, but I'm fatter than you. I could use it more than you can.
Brad again, okay? Brad, I got just the thing for you.
Why?
Well, make your own sauna suit.
Yeah, to what?
This.
Ceramic.
Same principle.
Oh, you sure?
Absolutely. All you need is something to get the old body heat up, then trap the old sweat in.
Oh. If you say it'll work.
You ever hear the word fame? You ever hear the word charm? You ever hear the word wealth?
You ever hear the word silly looking?
That's two words. I'm telling you, Laverne, by this time next week, I'm going to be ready for a top modeling job. I'm going to go into an agency, and I am going to be at the top of the heap. Where will you be?
Oh, I'll be in the heap somewhere there. That's enough. I'm okay from here on up.
All right, let me just finish.
Okay. Now, what am I supposed to do? Exercise now?
No. That's the glory of it. You see, you just walk around normally while you lose fat.
I can get it.
I want to see a woman. I just thought I'd...
I had something I wanted to talk to you about, but I see you're all wrapped up.
That's it. I am getting out of this here thing now.
Remember, Lucille? It's in a new business.
Thank goodness.
Hi, Shirley.
Hello, Mrs. Lockwash.
I love the way you dress.
Oh, hi, Lucille.
Oh, hi.
What are you standing there for? Why don't you come in and sit down?
Did Carmine tell you? What? I'm selling lovely lady lingerie.
What's that?
Oh, that's like a Tupperware. You see, you have a party, you invite all your friends over, and they buy whatever she's selling. She gets a commission, I get whatever I want.
I don't want to hear this.
Well, look, I got a great idea to solve everybody's problem. Why don't you just get on the phone and call Rosie Greenbaum?
Why would I want to do something like that for?
Why? Because Rosie Greenbaum is the only one that can afford all this lovely lady stuff. Now, you get a couple of her friends there, the classy friends with money from the country club that come up here, and Lucia here can pitch her pajamas.
Get out of here.
No, wait. You girls can get to model all the stuff.
We get to model?
Yeah, but for Rosie Greenbaum.
We get to model.
Yeah, but for Rosie Greenbaum.
Look. We won't be able to pay you much, but if things work out the way I figure they're going to work out, we'll give you a part of Lucille's commission.
Isn't he wonderful?
They know that. You don't got to say that. Come on, let's go. Let them figure it out. All right? Let me know what you decide, one way or the other, right?
Okay, we'll call you.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, girl.
Bye, Lucille. This is it, Laverne. Major breakthrough. Our first modeling assignment.
Lucille, this is Rosie Greenbaum, Big Rosie Greenbaum. This is Lucille.
How you doing?
They're all set. Here are your cards.
Okay. Well, girls, did I tell you we'd have a good time on this side of the tracks? What's it gonna cost us? $30-$40? After this, we'll go cruise the docks, look at a bum or two, then it's back to the good life. Move over.
Okay, ladies, I'm Carmine the Big Ragu, and I'll be your host for tonight's fashion show. Thank you. Okay, our first selection will be entitled Boudoir Baby, and will be modeled by the beautiful, incomparable Shirley Feeney. Ensemble is a copy of a copy by Gerard Depardieu and is available to you at a mere $9.95. Now, imagine your husband's delight seeing you in this dreamy number called Midnight Lace, modeled by sultry Laverne DeFazio.
Little number would look a lot better on someone with, say, my stature. Wear that to your funeral, DeFazio. Maybe someone will show up. I don't know why DeFazio needs fancy 90s. Nobody but Shirley's ever going to see him.
Okay, thank you, Laverne, eh? Okay. Now, imagine the man in your life will think he's the Sheikh of Arabia when he sees you in this harem ensemble called 1001 Nights. Takes us to the darkest Africa. It's gonna be good. Laverne is modeling Jungle Fury. The fake leopard look skin is sweeping the nation.
She looks like she should be sweeping the floor.
I figure the outfit must be nice. It even looks good on bimbos. Hey, Tarzan.
Money did we make last night?
$18.
That's right. And what did Rosie's friends say about us?
They said we were great models.
That's right.
Nah, they just liked us because I beat Rosie up.
No. They liked us because we were great models. I'm telling you, Laverne, this is our big chance. From now on, it's $60 an hour and all the glamour we can eat. You know what else? We're not going back to the brewery.
No?
No.
I didn't clean my locker out.
Can I help you?
Follow my lead.
Hello, Miss, I'm sorry.
Kelly.
Oh, charm. My friend and I are here to apply for top modeling jobs.
Well, why don't you have a seat over there and we'll be with you shortly.
Thanks.
To walk. Hi, Tweety.
Where'd she learn to talk?
I had a minute, so I thought I'd drop in.
Oh, well, hi, Lenore. You know, I see you still haven't taken off those 5 pounds, have you?
Well, I'm working on it. Listen, I thought you might have something for me on the fall fashion show. I have a week before I leave for Rome.
Oh, well, why don't you have a seat, Lenore?
Hello. Awfully pretty. Too bad her hearing's going. Oh, I don't think we fit in here.
Relax, will you? We're shoe-ins.
If you care to do a lingerie party, we have an inn at Lovely Lady Lingerie.
You mean you and she are models?
Yes, we are.
Do you mind if I see your portfolio?
We lost it.
We lost it pretty good there. Oh, I don't know. If she's got to lose weight, what am I doing here?
Stop it, will you? You're a different type altogether. She's high fashion and you're medium fashion.
Ha ha!
All right, girls, we got a rush call from Leeb's department store. They want some models for their winter fashion show. Scarlett, you. Lenore, you. And you. And you. Come inside. Girls, it's a rush show.
Never said me.
Well, now, he was about to get to us, but he filled his order.
No, I think it was us.
No, it was not us. He just didn't need any more girls, that's all.
I need one more girl. Miss Kelly.
Yes?
I'm in a bind. Are you free this afternoon?
Sure.
Oh, fine. Just, we'll put up your hair. You'll do just great.
Thank you.
Look fine.
With the underwear. I knew it. I knew it. We were going to be models. Huh. I'm going to go write Mr. Billy a letter right now and tell him what he could do with his stupid book. What are you doing? I rang for the elevator.
I feel so foolish, Laverne. I thought I could be a model. I really did. Me with my stubby little body.
Oh, no. You don't have no stubby little body.
I was hoping you'd say that.
You know, I think you look great. I mean, really great.
Thank you. But if I look so great, what am I doing out here while they're in there, huh? I mean, that man chose a receptionist over us. I wanted fame and fortune. I wanted to make 60 bucks an hour, and what did I get? Nothing. That's what we got, nothing.
So what? You've been going pretty strong on nothing for years. Come on. Weren't you voted cutest bottle capper last year, huh? Don't all the truck drivers want you to ride in their cab, huh? Didn't Al and Sam have a forklift fight over you? Zoom, 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 zoom. Well, you don't destroy $20,000 worth of equipment over a stubby little body. Come on. Let's see the girl that the men fight over, huh? Come on.
Walking like ladies again. Dear Diary, our new copy of True Confessions came today. Before I could even see it, Laverne ripped out the back cover and threw it away. I'll bet it was an ad for something wonderful, too, something really great. Laverne claims it was just an ad for sea monkeys. You know, Diary, even though that modeling thing didn't work out so well, I can't help but feel that Laverne and I got something out of it.